Here I am pleading at your door. Send me your mercy, send me your peace, or I am lost for sure.
Hadith of the day.
Here I am yearning for your cure. This humble servant will be diverted from you no more, no more, no more.
You're listening to the program Hadith of the Day with Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha on IRIB English Radio.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Welcome to our program Hadith of the Day here at IRIB English Radio. Today on Hadith of the Day, we're going to be looking at a very noble and beautiful hadith which has been narrated from the Holy Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. This hadith is about education and the benefits of education, but to be more specific, it's about the benefits of education in childhood, right? And how learning in childhood is better than learning when we are adults. Of course, the Holy Prophet Muhammad has lots of hadith, there's lots of hadith from the Prophet, from other people, from other the infallibles, regarding learning in general, and specifically, how we shouldn't stop learning until we die, right? We know there's a famous, we've all heard the famous hadith, which says that one should learn from the cradle to the grave. Min al mahdi ila lah. This is a famous hadith from the Prophet. Nevertheless, this doesn't mean to say, this doesn't imply that there's certain times which are better for learning than others, right? That it isn't, these kind of hadiths don't contradict what we want to say today, right? It simply means that we should always be learning, we should always be obtaining knowledge, but at the same time, there's certain times which are better for learning than others. And the best time for learning is in childhood and in youth. Why? It's because at this time, we can better memorize and learn and remember what we learn. The Prophet Muhammad says, the similitude of one who learns in his childhood is like carving on stone. What a beautiful hadith. The Prophet Muhammad compares the mind of a child to stone, and the information and knowledge which is being placed in the mind of the child to the letters which are being carved in the stone. Just like the stone, if we carve something in a stone, it will never be erased, or it's very difficult to erase it and wipe it out. What we learn in childhood is difficult to obliterate and to forget. In contrast, the Prophet says, whereas the similitude of one who learns in old age is like writing on water. If you write something on, let's say, the face of a stream or the face of a lake, it immediately is obliterated, right? So this tradition and this hadith clearly indicates that if we can, we should learn when we are in childhood. Of course, there are stories of people who began learning in their old age and when they were old, and they were still able to attain high levels of education and learning and become great men of wisdom. Like, for example, there's a famous story of the famous scholar named Sakkaki, who began learning when he was an old man, but nevertheless he was able to attain a high level of learning. But these are only exceptions. There is also a famous scholar named Mr. Jahangir Khan Qashqai. He was a famous scholar, and he began learning when he was an old man, after he had crossed the age of 50, and he was still able to attain high levels of learning and education. But these were exceptions. We shouldn't try to delay learning based on these few exceptions which have been mentioned in history. Rather, the norm is that people, they generally tend to learn better when they are of a young age. Thank you for joining us here on Hadith of the Day. We were looking at the benefits of learning in childhood in the words of the Holy Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Until next time, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha for the program Hadith of the Day on RIB English Radio.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad.
اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد